Of course, the biggest film of the weekend is Quantum of Solace. It's already rocketed to number one at the box office. It got an earlier release in parts of Europe, and some moviegoers there have been hearing their James Bond a little differently.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
Yes, that's German. Usually, non-German language films and TV are shown dubbed. And that opens up a special line of work for some German actors. From Berlin, Susan Stone reports.
Dietmar Wunder is a busy guy. That's because he fills in the words for a lot of other busy guys, including the latest James Bond.
I'm the German voice, so to speak, of Adam Sandler, Don Cheadle, Cuba Gooding Jr. Sometimes I have the honor to speak Robert Downey Jr. In some TV shows, you hear my voice, CSI New York, Numbers, and Dr. House. Omar Epps actually is one of my favorite actors that I speak, and Daniel Craig now, yeah.
So when I pulled you off the boat...
I waited years for that chance.
I apologize.
Dietmar Wunder watches the faces of Daniel Craig and Bond girl Olga Kurylenko flicker on screen in a wood-paneled sound studio. His challenge is, as Wunder puts it, to speak on the mouth. The scene rewinds and Wunder gets ready.
Seems we're both using green to get to somebody.
Carefully watching Craig to match German words to the movement of the actor's lips.
Scheint wohl wir beide über green an jemanden ran.
Ich habe Jahre auf diese Chance gewartet.
Dubbing director Axel Mazacker reads the Bond girl's lines from the control booth. He tells Wunder to consider the emotion in the scene, and they try different translations.
I apologize.
Deciding between I apologize and I'm sorry.
Beide Worte. Apologize, es ist ja wirklich... Es tut ihm nicht, es tut mir leid, ist so allgemein.
Bitte entschuldigen Sie.
Wunder repeats his lines again and again. Dubbing actors might do as many as 180 takes in a single day. It's a lot of work, and it doesn't pay well. The lead voice in a film makes little more than the average hairdresser in the U.S. Rainer Brandt was the voice of Elvis and Marlon Brando in his heyday, and now runs a dubbing production company. Brandt says Hollywood is clueless when it comes to the importance of German dubbers, like Christian Brückner, the voice of Robert De Niro for 30 years.
De Niro is nothing in Germany without Brückner. Christian Brückner is his voice. And without his voice, De Niro original in English... 10% of the people would not go to the movie. Because in Germany, you have to sell the picture and you have to sell all the stories dubbed in German.
Some wish that wasn't the case.
It's really, it's a bad habit, and bad habits die very, very late.
Film critic Peter Körte of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Sonntagszeitung newspaper explains that film dubbing in Europe goes back to the nationalism of the 1920s and 30s. To his ear, if you can't hear the sound of the original performance, you lose the spirit of the film.
Is that your plan?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
If you never heard the original voice of Bogart, you really never saw him.
Was spielst du da?
Nichts Besonderes, es ist von mir.
Lass es, du weißt, was ich hören will.
Nein, weiß ich nicht.
Du hast es für sie gespielt, dann kannst du es auch für mich spielen.
Mir fällt die Melodie nicht mehr
ein. Wenn sie es ertragen kann, kann ich es auch. Spiel es.
It's hopeless. It's like a kind of Don Quixote to fight against dubbing.
At least as far as Germany is concerned, Körte may be right, thanks to globalization and piracy. Movie studios try to combat copiers with near simultaneous premieres in much of the world. So there's plenty of work and plenty of pressure on Germany's dubbers to keep up. Despite all this effort, they don't get much respect and are seldom even invited to film premieres. Bond voice Dietmar Wunder says... It would be nice to get a little notice.
Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis, Meryl Streep. The audience wants to see those people on the stage during a movie premiere. They want to see them sitting in the first row. Maybe they don't want to see the way the German voice looks. You know? At the same time, of course, we actors. So that means that we would like to get a little bit of like, oh, you did a good job. And even, whatever, a T-shirt.
With Dietmar Wunder's help, Ein Quantum Trost, or Quantum of Solace, is tops at the box office in Germany. He's still waiting for that T-shirt. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.